With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says education will go back to where it should be.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do, and it's going to work. Absolutely, it's going to work. And I can tell you from dealing with the governors and others in the state, they want it so badly. They want to take their children back and really teach their children individually. Probably the cost will be half, and the education will be maybe many, many times better.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Georgetown University foreign exchange student detained by ICE is accused of spreading Hamas propaganda. Indian national Badar Khan Suri was taken into custody outside his home in Arlington, Virginia, Monday night. In a post on X, a DHS spokesperson said Suri had close ties to a senior advisor to terror group Hamas. This comes as Columbia University graduate Mahmoud Khalil, who helped lead pro-Hamas protest on campus, was arrested earlier this month and faces possible deportation. The U.S. continues airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels as President Trump continues to pressure Iran.
The U.S. has escalated its offensive campaign in the past few days, targeting headquarters and drone sites, with President Trump blaming Iran for the attacks and delegating authority to U.S. Central Command. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump demanded that Iran stop supplying the Houthi rebels, suggesting they let them fight it out amongst themselves and that they'll be completely annihilated.
Correspondent Jennifer King says Tehran routinely denies arming the rebels despite evidence showing the links to Iran, which would violate a UN arms embargo on the Houthis. This is SRN News. The question is your newborn baby gay? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
That is actually one of the questions being put to mothers at hospitals and health facilities across New Jersey under a new law passed by the Democratic majority legislature. Republican State Senator Holly Schapisi has put one of the medical questionnaires up on Facebook. One question asks mothers to identify whether their infant is, quote, male, female, transgender, or genderqueer. Another question asks which gender a baby was, quote, assigned at birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel of the 10th District Court of Appeals rules that Ohio's ban on sex change operations for kids is unconstitutional. The state vows to appeal. The law bans counseling, surgery, and hormone therapy to anyone under the age of 18. The appeals panel ruled that the ban is unlawful because it targets only patients seeking sex change operation. This is SRN News. Interest rates will remain unchanged in Britain.
With inflation still elevated, the Bank of England is holding the main UK interest rate at 4.5%, as firms are expected to raise prices, a result of a big increase in the minimum wage and higher payroll taxes in the UK.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the Bank of England's decision comes a day after the U.S. Federal Reserve also kept interest rates unchanged at about 4.3%. Officials in California say 122,000 mail-in ballots were not counted in last November's general election. According to data from the Secretary of State's office, that's about 1% of all mail-in ballots. Most were rejected because they were late or had signature issues. A volcano in Alaska will likely erupt in the next few days. Flyovers last week by the Alaska Volcano Observatory detected volcanic activity at Mount Spur. That's in south-central Alaska. More details at srnnews.com.